This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best nut sound you've ever heard.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcasts and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in his mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, this is Booker T, WCW 5-time champion and WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to In the Room. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dip down or below, my bully boys blow.
Soon may the
willow
man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're on the air. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, VOCNation.com, and on your favorite podcast platforms as well. Broadcasting, live broadcasting around the world. Brady Hicks here. So happy to be here with you guys. It's been a crazy couple weeks. We were talking about it off air before we jumped on tonight. The entire world has gone insane. It's been like full moon for like 2 or 3 weeks straight. And we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to have a good time. Pretty much anything you guys want to talk about in wrestling as well. 914-338-1885 is the number to call in. So I'm Brady Hicks. With me, as always, we have the lovely Kathy Fitz. How you doing, Kathy?
Good. How's everybody doing today?
Doing good. That's doing good. Excited. You know, for me, it's been a hot minute. I mean, I was off last week because of this crazy traveling schedule with work now, where it seems like every couple weeks they got me jet setting somewhere. So, and by jet set, I mean an Amtrak down to Washington, D.C. Not the biggest treat in the world from Philadelphia, but it's okay. Yeah, so the things are good. We also have the one and only Maestro of professional wrestling, Papa Stro. What's going on, man?
Oh, great to be here. I feel like I'm on the feet of the horse by beat with somebody, so I'm blessed to be here with you guys.
Oh, I forgot to mention our special guest tonight, Buff Bagwell. No, I'm only kidding.
I love you, bro.
Yeah. can feel the love there. Oh, man. And joining us once again, the Hack, Patrick Hackett, back from the Disney podcast in a week off, a well-earned week off.
I was remembering to come on the show. I was like 8:45 last week. I'm like, I feel like I'm missing something. Nothing.
Well, if you're anything like me, you remember it. If you're anything like me, you remember it at 8:45, and then it's a big debate for 15 minutes if you want to actually follow through with it.
Oh, man, I always want to follow through. I love the fans. I'm a big fan of Rat Boy. I don't have heat with anybody. Everyone Good. Drinks vanilla milk.
Yeah, everybody. So I was saying earlier, and once again, guys, 914-338-1885 if you want to call in. I think tonight's show could be dedicated to that madness. Yeah, you know, like that, because it's been all over the place lately. It's been insane. We got Buff Bagwell going after Stro. I want to talk about that tonight. I hope that's okay. We got Sasha sure. Banks walking out on WWE. I guess Naomi goes with her. It just feels like the world has like devolved lately, Patrick. It's been insane.
It's got mad. And even Rawls got mad at Booker T about a comment.
But did he? I didn't hear about that. Okay.
But I think that's more of a work more than anything.
And Punk and Bischoff, that's not a work. Well, it might be. But.
They're doing a great job at it, man.
It might turn into a work. You know, Bischoff might be angling for his next angle here, but, yeah, it's been insane.
That'd be a heck of a promo battle with those two.
You know what's funny is I never...
Punk's time in WWE overlapped. They overlapped, right? Because Punk was around when 3-Minute Warning was there, wasn't he?
I don't know. He might have been in developmental at that time. Because he came up with ECW, and that was like 06. So...
Did he say 3 minutes?
Oh, man. God. What a fantastic gimmick that was.
Yes.
We used to do stuff like that on the indies, too, man. You would see it, the booker would be like, this is going nowhere. Just send people out. And they're like, well, I guess this is what's happening now.
Right. Better than the better angle than the Hot Lesbian Action?
No, good, too. That was real
good. Yeah, it was pretty good, yeah. HLA. It's funny because, like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that their paths have crossed. I'm struggling to remember if they've ever crossed on TV. I don't think that they have. But, again, Eric Bischoff's one of those people. He's not afraid to speak his mind, and apparently he's got a little bit of a beef with this guy. But from what I can tell, it seems like Bischoff's the one that kind of started it. Yeah.
Settle it in the octagon. I mean, they're both legitimate fighters, right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't start off with Bischoff having criticism of AEW, and then Punk stepped in, and then it just escalated from there.
You can't criticize AEW.
I mean, you can and should. So, yeah, they crossed paths very briefly in WWE, like 2006, 2007.
Okay. This kind of comes in from one of the listeners, and I apologize. I probably should have been following along better. But apparently Bischoff made a comment, or apparently Punk made a comment about his jump to AEW, like him and Bryan Danielson and Adam Cole and like those guys being bigger than the outsiders when they joined WCW. That was a big deal to wrestling. So that comes from, So anyway, that apparently is what kind of started it. Bigger, I guess it could potentially have had the potential to be bigger, but I don't know how you could have said that then or now.
The NWO is kind of like Babe Ruth. A lot of people will tell you it's the best thing ever. I'm of the opinion, as you see with the Boston stuff, that Babe Ruth is not the best baseball player ever, but he is the most important ever. He put the game on his back and brought it out into the world, and that's what the NWO did. I can't imagine where we'd be right now without the NWO.
Where
the business would have gone at that point in time. And, you know, talking about everything being crazy, where is the business going right now? It's, it's who knows? Like, I have the utmost respect for people walking out of their job if they're unhappy. When I was younger, I really got mad at Punk because I was like, you have everything. This is what everybody wanted. And when he cut that promo in AEW, he's like, I wasn't happy. And, man, if you ever have been unhappy at work, you do not owe that place of business a thing. Go and make yourself happy. You got one life. And, you know, it's like something has to change in WWE, whether it's Vince passing on or if it's like realizing that these people aren't independent contractors, to have some sort of negotiation. It's really weird that in the year 2022, when 69, nice, Starbucks are now unionized, that the WWE can get away with people being independent contractors.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day, and it's like WWE, the proverbial too big for their britches.
For that to happen, we would first have to get along.
That's a big problem in unionizing. I mean, I think I've said it on here, is like the biggest backstage moment in the history of wrestling is Hogan diming out Ventura for trying to unionize WWE at that point in time.
Yeah.
And we're still paying
long
for
first,
it.
Bro.
Yeah. It's, God, think how much different things would have been if that never happened, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm hoping Freddie Prinze gets his thing off the ground. You know, if I was allowed on Twitter, I would tweet at him and tell him that I'm available. But man, I would love to work. The guy's a genius in the business. He's going to get everybody working for scale. And he's going to run it like it should be run at this point in time, like a television show with seasons. I think that's what Lucha Underground really got right.
Mm-hmm. I miss Lucha Underground.
So much.
The overarching theme, that, and this is what I'm getting at, it seems to be what everybody's kind of talking about. Wrestling needs a change. You know, it needs something different. Ideally, WWE... Like, if you look at these big companies, when they get too big and bloated, what do? They split. They divest. You know, they sell some of their assets. It's constantly expanding and contracting, and it's like WWE needs to contract a little. And I don't mean contract, like sign more indie guys. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, they literally need to, like, you know, we need Donald Trump to step in and buy Raw. I'm only kidding about that. But you get what I'm saying here.
Yeah, they have – too much. And even AEW right now, their roster's so bloated and they have so many talented guys that they started to build that they just tossed aside. It's really interesting. And now, like, even in New Japan, things are going crazy with Ospreay and Ibushi. I'm worried that one of them is going to get whacked.
Hey, maybe.
Yeah. Watch it all be a work. And I would be so angry if that's all a work. It would make me irrationally mad that they got me.
Who knows? Who knows? But here's my thing. Let's pick on AEW for a second, with what everything that Eric Bischoff said. Even if CM Punk could have been the next Outsiders, AEW hasn't proven that they're good enough at making stars. You know, for me, it always comes down to T-shirts, right? Mainstream T-shirts. If I go to the beach this summer, I'm more likely to see an NWO shirt walking up and down the boardwalk than I am to see a CM Punk shirt. To me, that's really telling of pop culture.
I actually, really great point. For the first time in the entire time I've been going to Disney World, I've been going consistently for 15 years, I did not see not one single professional wrestling shirt.
Not one?
Now, not one. Mind you, even in Paris, when I was in Paris, I saw... Oddly enough, it was Marty Scurll.
He was wearing a shirt, or you saw Marty Scurll's shirt?
I don't think it was him, but I saw his shirt. I actually know exactly where I was, too. I was about to walk into the Museum of Wine, which, if you ever go to Paris, it is the dumpiest little tourist trap, and I loved it so much. No wrestling shirts this whole trip. I mean, there's usually lousy with them. I mean, first, you usually see some workers wearing their own
music.
Oh, yeah.
I think I saw, like, one or two workers, nobody famous, but they just had that look. I should have went and given them
You reminded me of a really funny story. So I had some friends that were down in they were in Orlando. It wasn't Disney. What's the other one with the Harry Potter and all? Universal. Universal, my friend, I had two friends, they're walking around Universal, and they see a guy, a Jack guy, walking around in a Hulk Rules shirt. The old classic one from the 80s with the cut-off sleeves and everything. And they said, they were like, you know, they go up to him, and I like that. That's great. You know, like our friend writes for Pro Wrestling Illustrated, and they were telling him, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm a wrestler. So is my friend. So they text me, and they say, yeah, we just met these two guys. They're wrestlers. They're really nice. We just had a drink with them. Their names are Matt and Cody. And I'm like, okay, cool. And they send me a picture with the four of them. And it's Matt Cardona wearing a Hulk Rules shirt. And it's Cody in, like, a Hawaiian shirt with my friends.
Yeah.
Amazing. Totally unrelated, but I just thought that was so cool.
Matt Cardona actually bought a T-shirt from our Disney company and rocked it out in the
nice.
For a little bit. I thought that
very
was really
cool.
Awesome.
Very cool. Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, as far as, like, my point with AEW and the T-shirts, it's like, and that's not necessarily a knock on Punk. I just don't think that AEW is about building brand loyalty more than anything. You know, that's why, like, everybody's got an AEW shirt like ECW, you know? But there's not, like, one defining, I have yet to see a Hangman Adam Page shirt unless I actually go to a
taping. They didn't even sell them at the event.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It was an AEW shirt, and it was a Danhausen shirt, and that was about it. I mean, if we got a – I had to go on Etsy to find a Hookhausen shirt, which is something I'm very excited for.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So Bischoff and Punk, I guess it's safe to say that the heel is Bischoff, but, I mean, I guess it depends on who you ask because the world, again, so divided. You know, if you talk bad about AEW, you're an AEW fan, then you're the heel. It's crazy. So I don't know. Punk always comes off like the heel to me, so I don't know. Hard to say.
It was great him playing the heel in Long Island with the John Tavares jersey, man. Oh, it's so good. And
yeah,
his merchandise is atrocious.
Unrelated again, but I've been watching a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm lately, just to get my mind off all this nonsense. And they had Bill Buckner on the one
oh,
show.
Man.
He goes to like throw him the autographed ball, and he fumbles it, and it goes out the window. And I was reminded of Pete Rose at WrestleMania. He's like, I left the ticket for Bill Buckner, but he couldn't bend over to pick them up.
Oh,
I loved it. So funny. Sorry, Pat. It was funny.
It's fine. We've won a ton of World Series.
Did you guys hear about Ric Flair stepping in the ring?
Yeah, I actually read your comments, and I feel like I owe you an apology because I feel like I've personally been like, hey, I'm worried about all these older people getting in there. And you know what?
Oh, yeah.
It's what you love. Get in there and do it. Just be safe. Don't jump off scaffolding through two tables and make me worry about you saying I've loved you since I was a child.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want the Ric Flair.
I'm with him, man.
So you don't want the Ric Flair TNA experience, basically.
Oh, my God. You just brought a whole bunch of memories flooding back in my head. Yeah.
Insane. I mean, with all that said, I am a little concerned about Ricky Steamboat. I mean, didn't he just have a stroke like 10 years ago?
Yeah,
is it
going to
be Steamboat he's stepping in with? Or?
What's that, Kathy?
He also had a hip replaced, too.
Yeah,
but that's
the
output.
Is it going to be Steamboat stepping in the ring with?
I heard it was Steamboat and the Rock and Roll Express against the Revival and Flair. That's what I heard.
I think that's a perfectly acceptable thing to go and do, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine Steamboat won't be the focal point of the match. They'll probably just recreate some of their spots from, like, Chi-Town.
Yeah.
And it's for the NWA, right? So what a perfect company to kind of do that.
Could have Matt Cardona come out and lay out Flair.
I could see a BS ending with it. I mean, I could. And it's like, you know, I want to criticize Flair, but there is a part of me that definitely feels like you do, Pat. Like, you know, if that's what you enjoy doing, like, life is short. WWE won't let you do it, and AEW doesn't want anything to do with you now. Because of a show that's canceled now, by the way,
No, they said it's coming back, didn't they?
I thought they said it wasn't.
I guess, well, Jim Crockett Promotions is having it at the fairgrounds in Nashville, and I was like, wow, that's wild, because I've wrestled there many times.
Yeah, the fairgrounds, yeah. When I was down in Nashville, I made a point of swinging by there. I couldn't even get in. I just wanted to see it. Sort of like Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's one, obviously. Well, I mean, there's a bunch of kind of crazy stuff going on. The Sasha Banks thing has me intrigued, Pat, and I keep looking at your background there, which is reminding me to talk about it. This isn't the first time that she's clashed with management. But I always look at it like, if you care enough to do that, then, like, you know, you want it to be better than it is.
Yeah.
And the story that they apparently laid out, not really a fan of it, but most of the stuff they do doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Oh, and it just doesn't feel right. And I think when you're in WWE and you don't like what's going on, that's the only card you have to play.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not going to be here, you know, and they can either extend your contract or ultimately fire you and maybe try and recoup some money. But, like, what else are you going to do? Are you just going to sit there and go out? And they felt strongly enough that they didn't want to do it. And it makes sense. This is something we've talked about a ton of times. WWE just craps on tag team wrestling.
Yeah. And you know what? If I'm Sasha, it makes sense. Naomi, a little less sense, but it still makes sense. Because with Charlotte out, you've got the rosters divided. You're not doing a draft for a little while. You just moved Lacey Evans over to Raw, apparently. Again, no idea why. And now as a heel after doing all the babyface stuff. But all that stuff aside, Sasha Banks was perfect to slot into that role against Ronda Rousey. Who else are they going to put in that spot? You know, so it makes sense.
Is she okay?
I can't decide from one week to the next. Like, is she going to come back, or are they just going to, like, future endeavor her out of nowhere?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Is it like
so long?
She has. And she'd be perfect for the Ronda thing, except I don't know if they want to bring her back to start losing right away.
Well, that's the other thing, is that both of them, as the champions, are going to put over, reportedly, the other two champions. And, like, well, that just makes us look weak and doesn't make any sense.
If it were me, and I know it's not me, and obviously, like, there are probably a million reasons why this wouldn't work, but I would give Ronda the Brock treatment. Ronda would only be around for the big
shows. Absolutely.
That's the first thing, because nobody cares what she does on SmackDown anymore. I say nobody, but, like, I don't care. To me, Bayley is perfect to come back and kind of cheat her out of the title. And you give Bayley a nice run with whatever the roster looks like over there, which honestly isn't very much of anything. It's about time to shake things up. I didn't mean that the way that looks. Yeah. Shake things up. Like.
They got to do something. It's so stale. The rumors are coming around, and there's a lot of stuff going on around it, and it's hard to separate fact and fiction and what is just people venting. But one of the things I heard, and I don't know if it's from a credible source, is that Naomi is a little bit upset because she wanted a spot in the Bloodline.
Right.
And now you have Rhea and Liv joining factions, and she felt like she could have been elevated with them. I mean, that would have made her a legitimate world title contender, being part of the Bloodline and just being with her family.
She probably would have gotten a run with the title had they done it a couple months ago when they said it.
Yeah.
So, it's a shame.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1-0, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Again, it's perfect. They're the kind of things that write themselves. So I don't necessarily understand when they don't go through with it. I think if you were to take all the women in WWE and kind of redistribute who's there, who is where between the three brands, I think that would be a great first step. Because I feel like Raw is very strong. SmackDown is very top-heavy. And ECW, there's a lot of talent that, or not ECW, how they call it, OVW, no, NXT. My God, I'm getting old. Yeah, NXT, there's so much talent there that, like, could be used better, you know.
Yeah.
And don't get, like, I'm thrilled, like, for example, Alexa Bliss came back, that's great. But after a couple crushing wins against Sonya Deville, what's she going to do? She's going to fall right back into the pattern with everybody else. They need a better plan at the women. So I feel for Sasha. I do. I really do. And I haven't always been her biggest fan, but I honestly can appreciate and respect everything that she does. And I can see that, like, there's this desire to make whatever she does the most important thing on the show. It's not a lot unlike Brett. Like, I used to get so annoyed when Brett would whine or complain about things, but, like, you know, he wanted the best out of everybody around him. And Sasha's the same way.
If you're right.
What do you think, Stro? Is there a parallel there between Sasha and Brett?
Sort of. It's just with Sasha, you know, we really don't know the whole story entirely. Yeah, with that, so
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The jury's still out. So, well, I'm anxious to find out more what really went down.
I was interested. I don't know if you guys saw William Regal was talking about. He said in his career there were only four people that he ever went to bat for, his whole time with WWE, and he only named three of them. It was Daniel Bryan, Cesaro, and Sasha Banks. And he said with all three of them, and there was a fourth one too that he didn't name. He said, you know, he told Vince, if this doesn't work out, I'm fine with it being on me. I'm that confident that they're going to be really good for the company. So.
They still mock all of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sasha Banks ain't going to AEW anytime soon, so. She'll be around for a while.
As sad as I was seeing them that on TV tonight, I was really ecstatic to see Asuka and Becky Lynch main event.
Yeah. Good audible.
That's right, it was an audible. See how quickly I forgot that. It was a good match. Really good match.
Man, Cesaro, oh, God, it boggles my mind how you can have so much talent and just get it wrong.
Like
look at the Lakers this
year.
Yeah. Like, all that talent stacked up, and you can't figure it out. Like, the WWE, figure it out.
It's a shame. Cesaro, the impression that I got is he just wanted to be off the road. Like, his contract was done. He left. He hasn't gone anywhere else. I'm guessing he's just recuperating and figuring out his next move, which will probably be joining a gang in AEW. Probably that fighter club that we don't talk about.
No, that's a different thing.
Okay.
It's Bruno Sammartino, I think, we don't talk about.
Okay.
At least that's what my daughter says. She never wants to talk about Sammartino. I'm like, he's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Yeah, how can you ignore that? Yeah.
I know.
Joe, so how about this Buff Bagwell thing, man?
You know, I wasn't aware of it until a few people informed me after the interview he had for WSI interviews, which I'm a fan of their show, and they've had some great interviews thus far, and I was just seeing rough in that state, you know, and hearing what's been going on with him, I've been really worried about the guy. And just to see him hating on the world a la Ole Anderson, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, and then, you know what I mean? Nuts.
Well, we were talking about it off air, like, you know, if you can get into a heated argument in DDP's place, like, you know, things are going off the rails a little.
Right,
know?
And Dallas has seen Jake, Scott, and a lot of people at their worst, and he's still stuck in there for him, you know? And
Yeah. He's done a lot of good for this industry. It's a shame. I hope Buff, you know, whatever he's got going on. It's just strange. Again, it's like full moon type stuff, you know? He had, like, vitriol, like there was like a real beef there, but I've never heard a thing about anything, so.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know what I am, but still, I haven't heard anything, so.
You have your sources.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I have Rat Boy.
This
is Rat Rumors. Ooh la la, yeah. Everybody loves Ooh la la. Nobody, that's the one guy in the world that nobody has anything bad to say about.
And how could you?
Yeah. Wait, what?
How could you?
Well, yeah. He's a sweetheart. He's a teddy bear. Yeah. So 914-338-1885 is the number to call in. Let's bring on Rat Boy. I'm sure he's going to have a unique slant for all this. What's going on, RB?
All right. There's
you
one
there?
Thing that you guys didn't mention yet. I'm going to tell you. How about Shane being in jail for killing somebody in a car accident?
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. Not unlike the Buff thing. It's you hate to see
it. Yeah, but
he's been on a downward spiral since Chris Candido died, and it's like. Go ahead.
Yeah, but can McMahon strip her from that Hall of Fame ring that she got?
I mean, doesn't matter in any way,
yeah.
Shape, or form. It's a fictitious Hall of Fame for a fictitious sport, man.
And she probably doesn't have the ring anymore, I'm just guessing anyway. So.
I just hope that
well,
she's
got
okay
a Hall of Fame ring on her face. She loves it.
They're past honors for what you did in your career. I don't have a problem with it being in the Hall of Fame's Wikipedia. That's fine. I really don't care about that. But what I do care about is that not just her life is ruined, but obviously other people's as well.
Yeah, you know, she's a good friend, you know. And I miss her, you know, now she's locked up, you know. Maybe one
you
guy
can go
wasn't
visit her
and
now
see
she
her.
Can't get away.
I know.
Like before at the convention, she could just, like, turn around and leave or get you kicked out. Now you got her. She's like a captive audience.
Yeah,
you
right.
Say you want her for
an
hour, you can go and talk to her
too.
On the phone through the glass.
Yeah, behind bars.
Speaking.
She'd be happy to see
of all that.
I know that.
The kid who stalked the performance center showed up somewhere else.
Did he?
The world being topsy turvy. Yeah.
Is it the poop smear like, guy?
Yeah. Showed up at a. Oh, let me see. And like once again, how is that person not in jail and under like watch at all times?
Oh come on! Like you smear some poop on the door 5 or 6 times, and it's like all of a sudden that's all you are.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That's. Here it is. Tried to go to the impact taping.
Okay. See, I would think
arrested.
He would be there.
Oh, no, attempted to try.
Oh, they didn't let him in.
No.
Okay. See, I would think that would be like the core audience that they would cater to. The crazies. I shouldn't joke about that. I'm still off color. I got to stop.
Yum.
Yeah, but
I got some news before the event.
Hold on, Rat Boy. What's that?
He went to the arena before the event wearing a high-vis vest and no shirt, and then proceeded to try and get himself booked on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. see, if they had let him on the air, it would have been for great television.
Oh, goodness. World's a nightmare.
Man, I would give that guy creative control. He knows how to captivate people. Because he knows how to he knows how to get the eyes on him.
All right, here you go, Brady. I'll let you off the hook for off-color jokes. I mean, that dude doesn't even have bowel control. Why are you going to give him creative control?
Bowel control. Thank you.
Oh,
all right, Rat Boy, what were you saying now? What?
Okay, my cousin, she went to the Curve Center for the house show for the WWE on the 7th.
Oh, Trenton, yeah, the one with Roman Reigns.
And Roman Reigns was in the ring, okay? Mm-hmm. He took the mic, and he's saying that, "I will be leaving soon, but I will be back." Because
I don't think that's what he said.
I think he's leaving to go to a movie.
So he signed a new deal, apparently. I mean, this is what I heard. So he signed a new deal. So his deal includes less house shows. He's pretty much just going to do TV and pay-per-views. And he's not going to wrestle that often, which, like, if you watch SmackDown for the last year, he really doesn't wrestle much on free TV anyway. He mostly is just good for, like, one or two segments, and that's it. So he's not going to be in Trenton for a while, being a minor market and being a house show. I don't think they're going to have another SmackDown live from Trenton for a while. Although one of the best shows I was ever at, I was front row in Trenton for a SmackDown ECW. It was the night that I guess it was the second night after ECW launched. When Nirvana became
a
little more prominent. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a picture of Roman Reigns, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because it had Kevin Umaga versus Roman Reigns. Would that ever happen?
Probably like a barbecue or something.
Trying to fight over the last sticky rib, man.
Uncle Offa chewing on the frog hearts or whatever, you know.
I gotta say, that is a family I do not joke about lightly. So I am kidding. Totally kidding. I'm terrified of all
scary,
of them.
Scary.
Scary people.
Yeah.
Junior still thinks he owes me a receipt for something.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Yeah, I live in fear of Samoan people.
I've argued with him on Facebook before. He's an interesting fellow. Were you ever involved with Pops, with Afa?
I think I've met him once. And
okay.
I never did any shows.
I met him once. I dealt more with Sam, with Samu, and Kathy, too. Like, we've had him on the show a bunch of times.
But because we were in Connecticut when Afa was at UConn and working, he was our champion for a while. He was good in the ring. I had high hopes with the legacy thing.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been cool. I never met the guy, Afa Jr. But quite a talent. It always amazed me that they never kind of kept him around longer.
Yeah. You see now, like, what's it like trying to stick around WWE, you know? It probably wears on you so much. I mean, you can only sit back there and be away from your family eating probably decent catering. I wouldn't say awful, but, you know, arena food. Like, it has to wear on you.
That was one reason that I had really hoped that, like AEW, the biggest difference that I hoped that they would make is that they provided some leverage so that people could get better contracts for themselves, like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, for example. Like, they have contracts that allow them to go home a little more, and they're still on TV, you know?
Yeah.
And that was largely based out of fear that they would leave and form a faction in AEW. So, yeah.
I think it just, like we were saying, it just needs to change. I don't know if any of us really know what that change would be, but something needs to give, because it feels like, you know, not only in the world, like we were saying, but it feels like we're reaching a boiling point with wrestling, like where the scales might tip. We need another NWO.
I think the first step, and these are all things that are never going to happen, because money, you know? They need to be the small company that they used to be. They're never going to do that. They need to be 2 hours on Monday night and maybe 2 hours on Friday, maybe. And they're never going to do that. In fact, SmackDown will probably turn into 3 hours at some point, just because the ad dollars and the chance to compete with Rampage. And I'm sure that's where it's going to go at some point. It sucks. You know, WWE has like 4 or 5 shows every week that I don't watch just because it's too much content. And we bitch about it all the time, but I don't even think WWE can keep track of all the content that they produce. I think it's more
100%.
I really don't, because like, there's no coordination between storylines. Like, you got people running main event, like doing main event, that like their angles are never referenced on Raw. It's just, it is what it is. It's, yeah, so, and WWE doesn't care, because, again, they're all ad dollars, you know? Every extra 15 minutes that you get, that's another segment with another set of commercials. So, it's a mess, Rat Boy. Honestly, you could write one of WWE shows and no one would notice.
I tell you what, I think last night was the biggest mess of all.
Yeah.
Because of Sasha Banks and Naomi, you know.
Rat Boy, what did you think of Alexa Bliss's new theme song?
The way she dressed, she's back to normal. But down the road, you want to see that evil Alexa Bliss again. You want to see it again.
Yeah. I think they left that open, that's a possibility. Yeah, what they're doing now is what they should have done when she finished therapy instead of taking 3 months off.
She did want to get married.
I understand that. No, but they brought her back in the Elimination Chamber as evil Alexa after three months of
you're right.
Therapy. Yeah.
Wait a minute. She got her therapy done. She got married. She got married after therapy. Come on.
Rapoli,
you've
got
married. You know,
she's
back. Did you guys hear the story?
Alexa Cabrera and just come out to his music.
I can't even say it anymore. Man, that's horrible. So sad.
And I got one more. I got two more things I got to say.
I want to ask you one, too. I got a good one, too, I want to ask you when you're done.
All right, thank God we got a new women's champion, Ronda Rousey. That's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wish she'd take the title and leave and just have one title.
All bow our heads and pray for Superfly Snickers' birthday tomorrow. Superfly Snickers' birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah, Rapley, it's funny. I just said that his wife, Carol, friended me on Instagram. I wouldn't have even thought she remembered me.
She knows me. Carol's been talking to my sister a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they're both, psychic people?
Psycho people?
My sister's psychic.
We're not sponsored by the cryptozoological guy anymore, right?
We are.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for coming.
Although he called me like 4 times on Mother's Day, and I never called him back. I feel bad. He had an exciting thing he wanted to tell me, and I never. That was Mother's Day. I was busy. He called me Friday, then he called me Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday later in the afternoon, and Sunday after dinner. And I never called him back.
Wow.
I texted him and said, like, hope everything's good.
Yeah, Rapha, I have a question for you because, you know, we were talking that I just got back from Orlando and Disney World. And what do you think of Ratatouille? Is it a good representation of your people, or do you feel that you're being exploited in film?
Well, he can't cook, so it's a good representation.
Hey, at least I got the famous mouse here on Earth is Mickey Mouse. You know, there's me.
He's a mouse, you're right. It's a different species.
Yeah, different species. Yeah.
Come on, Rapper.
It doesn't matter, Ratatouille or Mighty Rat. I don't care because Michael Colvin saying that word all over the place in the WWE. That little rat. He keep on saying rat and all this other stuff, you know, on commentary.
I mean, rats are definitely all over the WWE and the Indies.
Yep. They're everywhere. What about Templeton? Yeah. You remember Templeton? Charlotte's Web goes around eating all the carnival popcorn?
Oh, man.
Charlotte's Web.
Is
a veritable smorgasbord. Smorgasbord.
Who was?
After the crowd.
Who was that guy from Ninja Turtle? He was a rat. The guy from Ninja Turtle.
You can't think of Splinter's name?
He's a man.
Splinter.
He's a man rat.
He's a master.
Yeah, he's a master rat.
He also had a rat kitten on Ninja Turtles, too. He's like, I guess that's your leader.
Remember.
Yeah.
King of the rat.
Remember, I'm a rat, okay? And RWO is coming soon.
Rat boy. I saw the other day, The Undertaker, apparently a couple years ago, they had this wrestler in developmental that they wanted to turn into The Undertaker's son.
Yeah.
They had this whole thing lined up. I guess he was going to get destroyed by The Undertaker a couple times on TV. That happened. And then the big reveal was, I'm your son. And, like, he's going to keep trying to fight him to, like, earn respect or whatever. And Triple H, in a meeting, said to Vince and everybody else, he said, you really going to go with this guy? He's like, he looks like somebody who would mow my lawn. And they ended up releasing the guy and got rid of him.
Was that Rat Boy?
It was not Rat Boy. I just found it really interesting that how snarky comment from Triple H could sideline an entire career. He is very snarky, though.
Okay, well, I got to go because I got to... this Thursday, I get down in the Imagination area one more time. I can't
wait
for that.
Oh, how are you going to get down there? You don't know any... What are you going to drive?
No, me and my cousin's boyfriend are going down there to set up my mom and dad's screening house.
Swinging house?
The campground. A screening house down at the campground.
Screening house? I thought your parents were swingers. I got
no. Put it this way.
We're
going to have an
anniversary.
I think they're... Hey, they're really swinging it out because they're, I think they had their 62th anniversary already.
Okay.
62
years.
Congratulations. Go rip and tear. Actually, tonight is my parents' anniversary.
Oh, really?
See?
Yeah, but they're the saddest married couple I know. Like, they really...
You know... We're that generation that parents stayed together for the kids, but they really could have got divorced and saved us a ton in student loans. Because we would have had more financial support with one family home.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, I got one more thing I got to say. That's it. I got to go. I'm going to leave it on this note.
Got to get
your
stuff in.
He's like a good indie worker.
Last night.
I know.
I was on the internet, and this guy comes on, right? He had one of those Facebook Live things, right? And he was talking, right? He said, I remember Snoop Dogg had this big party at his house, right? And some guy walked up to him, right? And said, who's that girl over there? He said, that's Sasha Banks. So, is that her from the Disney Channel? Didn't even know she was a wrestler.
Yeah, Star Wars. She was in Mandalorian.
Yeah, man. Being in the Mandalorian is a bit bigger than WWE.
He went like this. He never thought that she was a wrestler. He walked up to her and said, "Hi, my name is Sasha."
Well, you wouldn't. I mean, she's tiny.
Sasha Banks from Star Wars on Disney. He said, "Yeah, but I'm listening on TV, prime time, on SmackDown and Raw." And he said, "Well, what are they?"
Yeah.
The guy said.
That brings to a full circle the point that we've been making about wrestling right now is it's out of the cultural zeitgeist. You know, nobody was talking about WrestleMania outside of the people who are going to talk about wrestling. It's lost. It's not relevant. I mean, when's the last time, not that SNL is like the peak of relevance, but when's the last time someone hosted SNL? When's the last time we've had anybody leave the roster and go do a big-time movie? Those guys already left and are gone. There's no juice behind WWE right now. No juice.
All right, Rat Boy, speaking of no juice, you got to get out of here so you can go over 7-Eleven and get your milk for the night. So I'm going to let you go.
Okay. I got to get my milk, my Starbucks, cold coffee, you know, my pretzel.
What? Rat Boy, what's for dinner tonight?
I already had dinner. I had a roast beef and cheese hoagie.
Beef and cheese hoagie.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Oh, you got to try
from
it 7-11?
Out. 7-Eleven?
No.
No, I don't need 7-Eleven food.
No, this is
for the
food stuff.
The pizza's good.
But it's good. I got pregnant really every... I got plenty every store around me, you know, I don't have to go nowhere, you know, I just walk it, and I'm there.
I know what I wanted to ask you, Rat Boy, I forgot. So Rat Boy cooked the lasagna the other day, and he insists that there was a face on it. Rat Boy, who were you serving your lasagna? Was it Jesus?
No, it was faces all over the place, And I showed my friend today about it. He said, "Oh, there's one, two." He counted about five or six people in that lasagna.
Yeah. You would think it was just melted cheese, Pat, but it was in fact faces.
This is like one of those movies you try and rent from the back room when we were kids, Faces of Lasagna.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I got the lasagna, and I got the grated cheese, and I just put the grated cheese on it, and the grated cheese made pictures out of the...
It reminds me of one of my favorite
episodes
of Glee, the one where he makes a grilled cheese and
grilled Jesus,
yeah, and grilled Jesus.
My wife and I reference that all the time.
Amazing!
You
want to
hear something funny?
There's some marks right now that are very bad that we watch Glee.
I love Glee. Better than Raw.
Hang on. Let me tell you one thing, okay? My cousin, my nephew, right?
I had the choice to start Raw from the beginning or Glee from the beginning. I started Glee. Sorry, go ahead.
My nephew and his girlfriend, right, bought this toaster off somebody. Took it home, right? Any time when they toast something, right, on one side there's a picture. There's a picture of a couple of flowers on.
Special toaster. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and what happened was that...
They do those things.
What happened was that... He has one more thing until I gong him.
What happened
like
was
Columbo.
That...
Like Columbo. Just one more
thing.
Too,
right?
You were saying, Rat Boy?
What happened was that... When I got over there, right? Look at the toaster... I pulled out this little iron thing with flowers on. I said, "This what you guys been seeing?" He said, "Oh, yeah, what was that?" I said, "Inside the damn toaster."
All right,
do you have a Patreon I could subscribe to for more riveting content?
He has an OnlyFans.
I'm the only fan. Wait a minute. I'm not the only fan. I'm the oldest fan. I've been here since the start, brother.
Yeah.
I've been here since the start and RWO.
You don't show it at all. The sad thing is he's only like 13, 14 years older than me.
You know, Rapple, I feel like you better than the other guy who refused to acknowledge anyone else on the show. Who just every time there was a pause, you go,
that could be like anybody.
Like,
Yeah. That could be anybody else that calls in. You know what's funny is, like, all the people, if you ever listen to Stroh's show on Thursday. Rat Boy, thank you for calling in.
Take care. Goodbye, everybody.
Love you, brother. Yeah, like, if you listen to Stroh's show on Thursday, like, there's some nights here where we'll just get one or two callers the whole night. But you listen to Stroh's show, and it's all these people that I keep interrupting and don't let them talk on Tuesday night. They call in, and he's nice enough to leave them on the air the entire show with them. It's amazing.
Like, oh, my goodness.
Like Malcolm told Stroh that WCW was his favorite show, WCW Retro was his favorite show, because he's allowed to take over and interrupt everybody. It's amazing. It's a great experience. Anyway, Pat, I know you got to get out of here. I'm sorry to hold you up there, but...
It's fine. I just worry if I ever meet Rat Boy that he won't live up to the expectations.
He will. But if we ever go somewhere, you have to be the one to drive him. That just makes it even better.
Sure. I'll put Rat Boy in my Kona.
All you need is a little pet cage in the back. You'll be fine.
Oh, God. Good night, everyone.
Take care.
WWE, get your stuff together.
Oh, that ain't happening. All right. So anyway, I see we have other callers on the line. I promise I'm going to get to you guys on the other side of the break. But we do got to take a commercial break right now. The number to call in, 914-338-1885. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, and we will be back in exactly 5 minutes. In 14 seconds.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Hey, guys, before we get started, I just wanted to read this commercial because it's an agreement that we made with a really great podcast, and I want to tell you guys all about it. Pro Wrestling Interviews, it features guests who are hot indie stars as well as the greats of the ring. Each week, you can join the Amazing Velvet as well as Dr. John as they host this jam-packed hour of interviews, pro wrestling news, and entertaining guests. It's an hour you don't want to miss. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, just go to ProWrestlingInterviews.com, and it'll take you to their Facebook page where you can get the custom podcast link for that week. Don't miss a second of Pro Wrestling Interviews. That's Sunday nights, 9 Eastern, ProWrestlingInterviews.com.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stroh Maestro, Cassie Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You get ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Works. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Bill After has been in the pro wrestling business for over 50 years.
Hey, Tony here with Arn Anderson. Arn, first of all, your height and weight.
6'1", 255.
And now subscribers to VOC Nation Premium get exclusive access to Bill After's archived audio footage.
And where's your hometown?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, and give us something about your back. First of all, your relationship to Ole Anderson.
Ole is my...
Subscription to VOC Nation Premium starts at just $3 a month and includes commercial-free audio and video versions of our top podcasts.
Okay, we're speaking here with the manager of the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Tarzan Tyler and Luke Graham, and he's sort of glowing tonight about a new prospect we haven't heard of yet.
And for just $9 a month, Apter's archives are all yours.
Would you tell us who this new prospect
is? Well, I'll tell you, Bill, I've searched the world, and I finally found the true world champion. I finally found...
Well, what's your opinion of Ivan Koloff winning the title from Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I think... I don't know what to say, but I want to say one thing. Bruno was an early champion.
Here are exclusive interviews with the greatest performers of all time.
This is Bill Apter, and once again, we're speaking here with... Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, first of all, how did you and Bruiser lose that title to the Valiant?
Well, actually, it was a very unusual loss, if you want to call it a
did
loss.
Did Bruno have anything to do?
Well, yes, but the whole thing is this, that the rules, as I always understood them, was that the title could only be lost by pin or submission, which is the same rules as my title, the World Wrestling Federation. That night, it was...
To sign up, it's very simple. Head to premium.vocnation.com or go to patreon.com/vocnation. VOC Nation takes you behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's in the room of the VOC Nation.
Hey, that is true.
I should have played that one earlier instead of the C-shit medley. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What's wrong with the world, mama? We're going to talk to some more callers that will probably have us questioning it even more. 914-338-1885. It's in the room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. VOCNation.com and your favorite podcast platforms as well. I'm Brady Hicks. I've got with me Maestro from WCW, and he'll be with you guys for a little while longer to kind of talk on whatever you want to talk about. Tonight we're talking specifically in the first hour about how crazy the world is going. And again, if you want to introduce some topics as far as that goes, sounds great. If you want to just call and goof off, that's fine too. We'll be here to talk to you guys. Before we jump back into it, though, Joe, tell us a little bit what you got going on this week. Time set.
Oh, wow. Well, this Thursday night, WWE Retro 19 Music Center Time on VOCNation.com. We'll be discussing the villains of professional wrestling.
Villains? So, okay.
If you have a favorite villain in wrestling you'd like to share stories about, please call in. And then Friday night, the Strozo, Mahari Sci-Fi Show at midnight Eastern Standard Time at Facebook.com/Kill the Maestro, my official Facebook page. The feature for Friday night will be Cool Boys are great. So please tune in for that. And then this weekend, I am going to be a busy weekend. Friday night, I'm going to be doing special guest commentary with my wrestling brother, the Amazing Velvet, for the show, Southern House of Wrestling event, which they're dedicating it to the life of... former wrestling promoter Barbara Delp, who unfortunately just passed away from cancer. So we're going to be celebrating her life Friday night at the show event. And then this weekend, And the show that's going to be at Merle's Inlet Community Center in South Carolina. So if you guys in the area, come support us.
And then Saturday and Sunday,
I'm going to be a special guest at the XCon in Myrtle Beach Comic Con Convention. So, and it's being held at Myrtle Beach Convention Center in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I'm going to be joined by the Power Rangers, the OG Power Rangers, the original Wednesday from the Addams Family, but so much more. So come join us if you're in the Myrtle Beach area for XCon. And for more information, go to XCon Myrtle Beach on Facebook.
No, I dated Wednesday when I was in college.
Did you?
Yeah. It's really kind of funny about showing her face. Yeah, I'm just playing that. Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. You've been doing a lot of commentary today. How would that compare to getting in the ring?
Well, I'm beginning to enjoy it equally, honestly. You know what I mean? It's been very rewarding, and I just did commentary for Shockwave Wrestling Entertainment this past weekend.
Okay. Yeah, very cool.
In Newbern, North Carolina. So, yeah.
Very cool.
So far, so good. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm still a work in progress.
I mean, who isn't, you know? But I love it because it allows me to flex my my other muscle. Not the one down there, guys. Okay, keep your mind out of the gutter. My mind. You know, it allows me to flex my mind. Not Russell the Love
right.
Muscle. It's a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. No, I love it. Actually, I'm going to be in Morganville, New Jersey this Saturday for ECWA. May. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sponsored by
That's
Greg
cool.
Spitz and Teddy Fine, the Marvelous Ones. We'll have some more information toward the end of the show.
Marvelous.
You know, it's really marvelous, you know. ECWA World Champion or Heavyweight Champion Joey Ace teaming with World 1 Heavyweight Champion Chris Rockwell to take on the Marvelous Ones for the ECWA Tag Team title in the main event. So it should be kind of like a Mega Powers thing going on there. It should be interesting. So I can't wait to see how that plays out. Might not be so marvelous for the Marvelous Ones. I guess we'll see. But before we get to that, we got a long night ahead of us right now. We're actually going to bring on Dustin, who has been on hiatus.
Signed a contract
with the show, and he gets Dustin only works the televised dates now. Well, what's going on, Dustin? How you doing,
Nothing
brother?
Much. I'm good.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Yeah, I've been busy, so.
Yeah, what was keeping you so busy?
Just, you know, like, I was at Backlash, WrestleMania Backlash.
Okay.
The last one. I was kind of. Huh?
Where was that again? Where was WrestleMania Backlash again?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay. I got you.
So, yeah, I was upset the way, I was shocked to see Rhea Ripley joining with Edge and them. That was shocking.
Pretty cool at the same time. I think it's going to be a really good thing.
I didn't like how Edge won the match. I really didn't. AJ Styles got screwed.
Yeah. But you know what I liked about it? Because Rhea Ripley, she's like the new China now.
Yeah. Brody, did you know what's going on with the, you know, Sasha Banks, Naomi? There was something like they felt disrespected or something, and they put their titles on John Laurinaitis' desk and walked out.
Oh, I didn't hear that they put their titles on the desk. I heard that they walked out.
They went
they
in there.
They
told John
on the desk.
They told John Laurinaitis we don't feel disrespected as champions, and so they just put their titles on in there and they walked out before the show last night.
Okay. Well. So did they vacate the titles then?
So read something that Dave Meltzer said that they're being written off TV until July or something.
Do I hear your mom calling you, Dustin?
No.
I thought I just heard someone yell Dustin.
No. I live on my own in Orlando.
I know, but I thought your parents came to visit you sometimes.
Nope. I have nothing to do with my parents.
Are you? Are you near Fort Lauderdale? I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale next month.
No, I'm in Orlando.
Great. Love that. What a great place that is, Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
No, I'm in Orlando. Why wouldn't you meet up with me, Justin, when I was in Orlando? Why wouldn't you meet up with me when I was in Orlando?
I was out of state around that time, so.
Okay. When was that again? That was like February?
Yeah, I was out of state, so.
See, but I was there in late March, so you might have been there.
No, I was out of state. No, I was out of state, though. Okay. Yeah, you remember telling me you were in Orlando, and I told you I was not in state, so.
Here's how I remember it. Hey, Dustin, I'm going to be in Orlando next week. Do you want to meet up for a drink? No.
Sorry.
That's
sorry,
how
Brady.
I remember it.
Sorry, Brady.
Wow.
I really took it personally. I thought you didn't like me anymore.
No, that's not why. I was busy and I had some stuff going on around that time. Some personal issues.
Oh,
I didn't want to be around anybody.
Wow. Yeah, well, the personal issues, they'll get you every time.
I will be at Double or Nothing at the end of the month.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna miss it.
What with Double or Nothing?
The CM Punk and Hangman Page match.
Oh.
Is that the main event?
Yes. It's for the world title.
Okay. You think Eric Bischoff
really
will be there?
I don't know, but honestly, I don't think Punk's going to win here. I think this is where he turns heel.
Isn't he a heel already?
Yeah.
No, he's a face right now. I was thinking he's going to take his frustration out that he didn't win the title and turn heel, turn his back on everybody.
Is he still in that group with Sting and Little Sting? I haven't watched it in a little bit.
No, but they've worked together. Another match I'm looking forward to, Brady, is Wardlow versus MJF.
Yeah, that should be good.
Yeah.
Although I'm really surprised that MJF's going to fight him. He doesn't have to.
Well, here's the thing. If Wardlow wins this match, he gets to get out of that contract that he has with MJF.
Right, and then he can go to WWE.
Well, actually, he's going to get to sign with All Elite Wrestling like as part of the roster. Like, he's not technically part of the roster. He's working for MJF.
What do you think if MJF brought in Psycho Sid as his new bodyguard?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't stand MJF anyways. He just annoys the Miz.
Stro, did I ever tell you about the time I had a friend that used to crank call wrestlers and he would crank call Sid? Did I ever tell you about that?
Oh, wow.
What?
I imagine that was a good
this guy, he used to do the radio. He was on one VOC Nation. When it was on the AM radio and I was part of the show, this is before we merged it within the room and, you know, when it became the network. So we're on the radio.
Yeah.
It's like Namar, he called Sid up and he does really great impressions. I'm not very good at impressions, but he called him up Saturday night and he's just like, Sid, brother, it's Hulk, brother. How you doing? And Sid's like, hey, what's up, Hulk? And he goes, nothing, brother. I'm just sitting chilling by the water here, and we were talking, and why'd you kick out at 8, brother? You ruined my legacy. Why'd you kick out at 8? Because nobody, I don't know if you guys know the story, but, like, it was WrestleMania 8. Hogan, nobody ever kicked out of the leg drop. Like, people would move out of the way or whatever, but nobody ever kicked out of it. And Papa Shango was supposed to come down and interfere, and he was late for his cue. So Sid had to kick out of the leg drop. So Namar's going, why'd you kick out at 8, brother? You ruined my legacy. And Sid's getting all his shit hung up on him eventually. I'm sure he figured out pretty quickly. that was one. That, hold on, Dustin. And then there was another one, that this wrestler. I forget who the wrestler was, but he called him. No, I'm sorry. It was a rival radio host. So Namar called him up. His name was Ferran Derry. Ferran's a great guy, by the way. He does stuff with the Monster Factory now. Still a good friend. So Namar called him up, and he's like, hey, Ferran, this is, and he does Ferran's voice, which is even better. He goes, Ferran, this is Ferran. How you doing? He tells him that he's himself. And he's like, I'm from the future, and I only have a minute, but I have to tell you. And then he hung up.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
You must be a tag team in New Breed from Team Rocket Promotions years ago. Remember New Breed, Chris Champion, and Sean Young?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
That's
oh, my God.
Yeah. And then he called back, and he's like, I'm Ferran. And Ferran's like, I'm Ferran. And they're just going back and forth. I'm Ferran. All right, Dustin. Sorry about that.
Seth and Cody Rhodes are having this third match, Hell in a Cell, inside Hell in a Cell. Do you think this is where Seth Rollins finally wins the match this year?
No, probably not.
You think he's gonna lose? You think he's gonna lose again, Cody Rhodes?
Well, it'll probably be some kind of screwy thing where somebody attacks. Maybe Cody will lose because somebody else interferes, and that'll be Cody's next feud. Maybe that's what they'll do. But I don't see Seth beating him, just cleanly beating him in a steel cage now.
Man,
I have to applaud WWE for using the steel cage the right way, building a feud and then culminating it in the steel cage as opposed to before when they would just be programmed with Hell in a Cell, and even if it was your first match, it took place in a Hell in a Cell. This is a lot smarter. Should be resolved in the cage, not begun in the cage.
Well, Birdie, I've been counting days. Seth Rollins have won a match in 99 days.
99 days.
That's the longest losing streak of his career.
Are you including all the house shows that you go to?
Well, I've gone to many.
TV.
So
just TV.
I haven't gone to many, Well, I go to the ones that are in like Miami.
Okay. Yeah, but Fort Lauderdale is
closer to
Florida.
Well, I go to the ones like Miami or Orlando or Tampa. That's as far as I go. Like if they're in Florida.
In June, will you be there in June? I'll drive up to meet you. We can get a drink.
I don't know. My parents are taking a trip to Colorado, and I got to be in Texas to watch their house.
Why do you go to watch their house?
Because they have because they live out in the country and stuff, and people tend to break into stuff and stuff gets stolen, and I have to watch their house.
Watch your house.
I ain't got to worry about no one breaking into my house.
Why?
I got a really good security home system, so no one's gonna get in my house. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Why don't you just get your parents a security system?
Well, you know, like they're old school.
Okay.
So double lock. That's what they
said. Did you say double door?
No, a double lock.
Oh, I think you said double
door. No,
okay.
I said a double door lock.
Like that'd be great if the door could like cast magic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dumbledore.
Yeah,
magic.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to Colorado, so I'm not going. No way.
Why don't you go?
I'm not going where there's going to be bears.
What if
I'm good.
WWE was going to be there for WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Backlash?
Nope. I'm good. I'm good.
You know who's from Colorado?
Who?
He's going to be really upset. Lashley.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, I know. I just don't like going because the climate change there. It's just I just don't like the weather change.
You don't
change.
Like Lashley? You don't like Lashley?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I just don't like the weather change when I go to Colorado. It's just weird.
You.
Like it's cool some days and it's warm. I just don't like that.
Well, that's what it's like here. It's warm when I go outside and then I come in and it's cool in the house.
Well, you know, Florida's awesome. Like, you know, temperature's been kind of crazy, you know. Like, today it was near 95.
I'd rather live in California.
I'm good. There's a lot of Democrats there.
Yeah, but there's a lot of alligators in Florida, and I'm not sure which is worse.
Well, you know, like, but, yeah.
Probably the Democrats are worse, but it's close.
Well,
he's
you know, there's what
stuck in that gator's mouth. Rocket!
Well,
go ahead, Doug.
Well, you know,
I'm just having fun.
I know, Mark. You know, I've been waiting for Bailey to come back. It's just been every week comes by. I'm like, I'm thinking she's gonna return on Raw, and it don't happen.
I want her to come out and break Ronda Rousey's arm and win the title.
Actually, Brady, she's a Raw superstar. She was drafted to Raws.
When?
During the draft last year.
Well, okay, but Lacey Von Erich was on SmackDown until last week when they said, hey, now she's on Raw. I think they could change
it. They moved her to Raw. I don't know why they did that. I was kind of confused to see that last night. I was like, what? I thought she was SmackDown.
They stop using her. They push you on SmackDown. Then when you get over enough, they move you to Raw and stop using you. It's the way they run things. That's how they keep people from getting over.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Do you SmackDown to elevate people, then they put them on Raw and bury them.
There's one show
over the years.
Brady, there is one show later this year I'm going to. I'm going to that show overseas. They're having a pay-per-view overseas in Curve Wells.
Okay.
And that's
you're going to go to
that's
that?
That's Labor Day weekend. I'm going to go because that's the first one they've had live overseas. It's going to be on a Saturday.
Oh.
Dustin, did they tell you I'm getting married this year?
Oh, no, I didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I'm actually going to marry Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss is married to Ryan Cabrera.
Yeah, but she's leaving him. We were talking about it last night.
Yeah, right.
She's not happy.
Yeah, right.
I'm just messing.
Dude, that's not right, man.
No, I'm marrying Liv Morgan. I can't get with Alexa.
I heard Liv Morgan's dating Bo Dallas.
Yeah, that's over. She's unhappy.
I heard something that Rhea Ripley's dating Matthew Adams, known as Buddy Matthews.
I knew that, yeah. In all seriousness, Dustin, I am getting married, but not to anybody you've seen on TV. She's an independent wrestler.
Congratulations, Brady. I wish you best of luck.
Thank you.
When's
Thank
the wedding?
You. September 25th.
Wow.
No, it's coming up fast. It's coming up
man,
fast.
You're like, man, I'm like thinking, like, when you plan a wedding, it comes up fast, you know? Like, the planning process comes up fast.
I'm just worried she's going to, like, wake up and realize what a loser I am, you know?
Oh, don't say that, Brady.
All right.
I don't think you're a loser.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I don't think
you're
a loser.
You're a good person, so I see that you're a good person, so. Yeah. Well, hey, Brady,
sometimes my mouth gets me in trouble because I make too many jokes.
Oh, you do? Like Madcap Moss does people on TV?
Kind of, but, you know, usually more offensive jokes. But, yeah, same principle.
Yeah. Brady, I think him and Corbin had, I think that's just a waste of time. It's just a waste of time.
See, yeah, well, you know what I would have done? And, again, I think they messed up there. Because Corbin was the best when he was, like, homeless, when he was down on his luck. They should have had the match where all of Corbin's money went in, like, a briefcase. And then, like, whoever got the briefcase got to keep the money. And then he would have gone back to being down on his luck, and Madcap would have had all the money. It would have been so much better.
Yeah, but the way that they did it the last week on SmackDown, that wasn't right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like having a stroke get crushed by a steel chair, that wasn't right.
Well, I agree with that.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. What are they going to do with the company? Kind of back to it. Well, here's the thing, Brady. The company kind of backed themselves into a hole with Roman Reigns being off TV after June 5th.
Well, Well, I don't think he's going to be off TV after June 5th. I think he's just going to be less dates, right?
They said he's going to be gone until September.
From June to September?
Yes. It's part of his new contract.
I can't imagine. If that happens, then he's going to lose the title for sure.
And I wouldn't be too upset if Cody Rhodes wins the WWE Championship. Like, honestly, I want to see it happen bad. Hey, Cody Rhodes needs this.
What I wouldn't mind seeing, I wouldn't mind seeing Cody versus Roman at SummerSlam and having Cody win the belt or even one of the belts there, even if he doesn't defend both the belts there.
Here's the thing, Brady. Here's the thing. If Cody Rhodes is going to have a title match, I think Seth Rollins will be in the same match, too, Seth Rollins ain't going to let Cody Rhodes have a title match without Seth Rollins being involved.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen. I think what's going to happen here, they're going to protect Roman and have Seth in this match and then have Cody Rhodes pin Seth to win the title. That way it don't hurt Roman when he gets his rematch.
You know what they should do? They should have Cody Rhodes lay Roman Reigns out, and then just as Cody's about to pin him, have MJF come out and interfere, and then Roman wins the match because of MJF's interference.
Oh, speaking of that, Brady, I heard something. There, a bunch of the roster at AEW, they're very upset about MJF getting his contract changed to mid-contract. Like he's getting more money now or something.
Well, that's because he needs the money.
And a lot of people are upset with Tony Khan.
It's okay. Contracts there.
Brady, you think Serena Deeb will beat Thunder Rosa for the title?
No. Do you?
I kind of see some screwed up finish happening.
I think Britt Baker is going to be the one to beat her, win it back.
I don't know. Yikes. Honestly, the company put themselves back into a wall when they took the title of Brett Baker. I didn't agree with it either.
I got you. All right,
but Brett Baker's good. Brett Baker's good. She shouldn't have lost. She carried that company for a while during the pandemic. Huh?
Would you let her in your mouth?
Mm-mm.
So she's like a dentist.
I don't know. I don't know if Adam Cole's going to like that very much.
That's all right. Adam Cole's my buddy. He knows I joke like that.
You're friends with Adam Cole?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Used to do the independents with. He used to call into the show like you, Dustin, like years ago.
What?
Well, he didn't call in like you. I just mean he called in.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll have to find it and send it to you. It's pretty funny.
I'll have to check that out. Like, you know, Adam Cole is...
Yeah,
best,
it's an old one.
Adam Cole, I think, should have won the world title back in March. They screwed that up.
Well, I think he should have, too. But it's okay. He'll get it at some point.
Well, the match I want to see, if Punk wins the title, I want to see CM Punk versus Adam Cole. That'll be a hell of a match.
Yeah.
I figure you would be rooting for Adam Cole to win if it was against CM Punk.
Usually, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Brady, I guess I'll talk to you later.
Unless it's a
winner gets
fired match.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. All right. Take care, brother.
All right,
bye. Bye. How about him, you know? He had 14 minutes, including intro, and he got it all in.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Got nothing to come back with now.
You got to find another way to draw Yeet. Let's go to Tora. Hello. Come on, Tora.
Tora!
Hello? How you doing, Tora? Tora, you there? Tora? Hello? Tora? Tora? Hello? Tora? Tora. Tora, you there? Hey, Tora. Tora! All right, never mind.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Well, this has been fun tonight, the show.
Yeah, it really has.
I always enjoy doing the callers with you.
This is great.
Yeah. I said earlier how, like, and like off air, I was saying how, like, I felt like adding Patrick to the show added a whole other element with, like, just insight and, like, somebody that was really helping with the conversations. But at the end of the day, I like the nonsense with the callers. That's my favorite part of the show. That's, like, one on Shiny. I love
yeah.
it. They're just great. I was going to ask Dustin if he was more excited for my wedding or for Double or Nothing, but I didn't get the chance. So I'll ask him next week.
Oh, gosh. Can you imagine?
All right. So, before we get out of here, Stro, maybe remind everybody what you got going on this week, man.
WCW Retro returns Thursday night, 19:00 Central Time on VOCNation.com. And we'll be discussing the villains of wrestling. So if you have a favorite villain of wrestling story you'd like to share, call in, please. Friday night, the Show Zone at midnight Eastern Standard Time at facebook.com/showthemaestro. The feature from Friday night will be Tobor the Great.
So Tobor?
Tobor?
Tobor. Tobor would be like Tony Atlas. No, Tobor. I got it.
Tobor, yeah.
You gotta ask Kathy the next time we're on the air. Ask her about the time that Tony Atlas licked your feet.
Oh, really? Oh,
no, no, I made that up. She just hates it when I bring it. No, they were at a bar one time and I asked her, but she said no.
Right.
Yeah.
This Friday, I'm going to be doing commentary with Amazing Velvet for Southern House of Wrestling's tribute show for Barbara Delph. On the bell time at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for that event at the Merle's Inlet Convention Center, or Community Center, rather, and in South Carolina. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'll be at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center for XCon Myrtle Beach. And for more information, go to XCon Myrtle Beach on Facebook.
All right, very cool. And sorry about that. So anyway, ECWA returns to Morganville, New Jersey, the Jersey Dugout, 712 Genesee Drive, Morganville, New Jersey, and it will be Marvelous May. That's this Saturday, 7 Eastern. I'll be there doing commentary, and I'm excited to see all of you as well. Headlined by the Marvelous Ones, defending the ECWA Tag Team Championship against the ECWA Champion, Joey Yates, and the World One Champion, Watch Rockwell. So it's going to be a great show, everybody. Check it out. Tickets and information, ECWAWrestling.com. That's going to do it for tonight. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to the best crew I could ever ask for. And, yeah, everybody be good. Be safe. We'll talk to you real soon. Love you all. Bye-bye.